Well, the show's late. Why would I jump right on? I'm already in trouble. DJ Phantom throwing us the Wipeout by the Surfari. The Surfaris. We are surfing Jews that love to surf. Oh, Surfari, not Surfari. I get it. All right. Well, it's March 5th. It's Tuesday. Oh, you know what that means? Live in real time. Do you remember which Tuesday we're on the 13 Tuesdays of St. Anthony? I believe we did the fifth one. We're on our way to the sixth one. Folks, St. Anthony, you carried out the daily responsibilities for your religious life, and you did that with attention, care, and loving faith. Now, are we doing that with everything in our life, which is then also religious? Are you living a religious life? And if so, then are you doing it with attention? You know, attention on the present moment. Are you doing it with care and attention at the present moment? Are you doing that from a foundation of loving faith? So much loving faith that you would take the care and have the attention. And so that St. Anthony says, may I dedicate myself in the same spirit of love to the tasks God has given me in union with Christ himself. There you go. Now then, the Holy St. Anthony, gentlest of saints. What was that contest like? And charity for his creatures made you worthy to possess miraculous powers. Folks, you believe in miracles? As you believe, so you will be. Miraculous miracles wait on your word, which you're ever ready to speak for those who are anxious or in need, folks. One thing I got to work on, I'll tell you this much. From my dumb banking background, you put me on the phone with anybody and I'll tell you within a minute if they're for real or not. I got every trap and trick in the book that can get you to lay it all bare for what you're doing. And so sometimes when we're helping people, it's hard for me to take off that hat because I see too much and I hear too much. It's like, are we helping the needy? And I've said this before, and every time I say it, Shannon, my wife, rolls her eyes. So we're helping the needy, not the wanty. And I think that's what's happening with folks is they have a want problem, and then their want problem turns into a money problem. Or their want problem turns into a health problem. And if you want everything to be perfect, and you never believe it can be perfect, you're setting yourself up for a life of an equation you are never going to be on the positive side of, for whatever reason you're deciding that. Does that make sense? Have I started reading? Little Junior Brown, everybody, surf medley.
Taco right now. Get it. Oh. I like it with the sauerkraut. I like going to Germany too. Oh.
To keep the law is a great oblation. We're still in Ciroc, everybody. Now I gotta go over to oblation. You guys know what that means off the top of your dome? A thing presented or offered to God or a God. Oh, you're either to the upper or the lowercase G. Okay.
Oblation. Can I use that in a sentence? Can I get the derivation? Can you say it one more time? Oblation.
To keep the law is a great oblation. All right. There you go. That's a great thing you can do for someone looking who does only great things. Look at you doing only great things. So, to keep the law is a great oblation. And he who observes the commandment sacrifices a peace offering. Oh, there we go. In works of charity, he offers fine flour. When he gives alms, he presents his sacrifice of praise. Okay. Refraining from evil, he avoids injustice. Doesn't show up empty-handed. He's not looking around with the Cain version of, let me grab something. Did you bring me your best? Well, the just one's offering enriches the altar and rises a sweet odor before the Most High. And a just one. Now, if you're just, then your sacrifice is most pleasing, because you will have more greatness inside of your justness, because you are in the center of, well, justice itself, an offshoot of love. You know what we're doing here? Wisdom. Wisdom begets truth and justice. Truth and justice is Cain and Abel. Generous spirit, pay homage to the Lord. Be not sparing of free will gifts or free will burning. With each contribution, show a cheerful. Yeah, don't give money through your gritted teeth. I'm only doing this for the cookies. And pay your tithes in the spirit of. That's right. You should be joyful. And you know, people are like, are you giving away the percentage you're supposed to be? Are you joyfully at that percentage, giving beyond it? Are you white knuckling it? Are you like, next week we'll get there? In the order of operations of giving get. Give to the Most High as He has given to you. Oh, unsparingly. Where do I stand? Get up. Oh. Generously, according to your means. That's right, there you go. The Lord is the one who always repays, and He will give back to you sevenfold, folks, sevenfold. Where have we heard that before? Huh? Who got the sevenfold if they walked along and somebody said something bad about them? I forget. It was like a week ago. Offer no bribes. I turn the 7th level government office into the elevator scene from The Shining. I'm supposed to summon some demon according to the manual that I found. Trust not in the sacrifice of the fruits of extortion. Oh, extortion, for he is a God of justice who knows no favorites. There you go, if you're luckily I'm not in the extortion racket business. Peter began to say, this is in the Gospel of Mark, we have given up everything and followed you. Okay. Jesus is like, yeah, that's what I told you to do. Amen, I say to you, there is no one. They're like, hey, we did everything you said. They're like, oh yeah, well, there is no one who has given up his house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age. And are you, as you are joyfully giving from that point of being excited to give, are you also receiving in the 100-fold now? Are you 110% excited about your current state of here? Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. The first will be last, the last will be first, and we head on over to the saint. Oh, the day, everybody. CatholicIreland.net. Saint Kieran. Heard of him? All right, Pat. Okay. Oh, like this. Like John the Baptist, Karen is a wilderness figure. Oh, my.
No, if you wear the poison ivy headband long enough, you don't get the rash. Look at this thong.
Dressed in the skin. Wait. Dressed in the skins of wild animals, everybody. House church. Yeah, the priest was wearing everything. Another story is that he blessed a well so that, quote, it had the taste of wine or honey. Wait.
Is this wine day or honey day? Like, you can always tell by the line.
It had the taste of wine or honey. For everyone who drank it, got drunk as well as filled. Oh, two for two. His mother, Liadan? L-I-A-D-A-N? She shows up, she starts her own community, just like Homeboy had done here. When he started this school, alright, this is the motto. Heems Transit? I don't know what that means, so we're going to go to Google and we're going to ask it.
Don't tell it we're teaching Google about Jesus. Shh.
Why can't I find this right away? Why is this not just readily available? These words must be powerful. It's music. There's somebody who has a music called this Jim Heems Transit with two I's. I don't know what that means. I am Heems Transit. What is that? All right. Kilkenny School with a motto where this is from KilkennyPeople.ie. I guess this is a website coming out of Kilkenny for people from there. School with a motto worthy of the TV series Game of Thrones. Heems Transit translates to mean winter has passed. Oh, really, we're learning right now. I'm telling you, the winter's passed, dude, and they're going to put everybody on trial. Alright, the motto he started this college in Kilkenny. The motto he gave it was Winter Has Passed, a quotation from the Song of Songs, applied to the passing of the winter of the penal laws in Ireland. Though they're like, there you go. Patron saint of the Catholic Diocese of Ossory. He lived in the 6th century. How about that, huh? One of the firstborn saints of Ireland. Pretty cool. You know, and it's the history they write about you. You better leave a lot of stuff around, or it's going to be somebody else's opinion. Anyways, weaponsgravefaith.com. I have a comedy album, Whatever It Is You Do All Day, that drops April 5th. Pre-order starts on March 7th, a couple days from now. And the link will be up on there. There's a subscribestar.com/whiskeyandthesurfer for folks who listen to that show. And there you go. So here's the show. Thank you. God bless, everybody. We'll talk to you.